I'm Roland Dickey Jr. I'm the CEO of Dickey's Barbecue Pits.
Roland Dickey Jr. knows his brisket. He also knows how to run a business. He's manager of the world's largest barbecue chain, with more than 100 restaurants in Dallas and 240 across the country.
We open about 2 stores a week on average.
In a year and a half, dozens of Dickey's franchises will have to offer insurance to full-time employees. The majority of the cost will fall on owners, but the average Dickey's worker will pay more, too.
They're in their late teens, in their 20s. And, you know, they feel like they're invincible and they don't need it. And that's not where they want to put their money.
Restaurant owners are wary of spending on this, too. Since margins are lean, Dickey says managers will have to choose from some unsavory options. Cut wages, cut workers, or raise menu prices, which could mean some expensive pork and tangler taters.
There is no free lunch. It's going to price some restaurants out of the option category of a lot of folks out there. And so they might trade down from a nice fast casual restaurant with high quality food like Dickey's to maybe a more, you know, generic fast food or something like that, God forbid.
Across town, restaurant owner Taco Borga is trying to keep prices down on chocolate rum cake instead of brisket. He and his wife Dooney opened the first La Dooney Latin Cafe more than a decade ago.
We were going to be just a small coffee and cake store. And then it grew and it grew, and we kept hiring people. And the more people we hired, the more complicated it got.
Now there are 4 restaurants and hundreds of employees. Borga says universal health care sounds great until you consider the penalty for not providing coverage.
When we did the math on having to pay $2,000 per employee, that's $400,000 a year, which, A, we don't make that much of a profit, and second, we don't have $400,000 extra sitting. Then the cost of actually providing the insurance was even worse than that. So that made us more scared.
Borga's paying consultants tens of thousands of dollars to help figure this out. And even they're not sure.
So it's very, very hard to really understand what we need to do.
For some clarification, we spoke with Joyce Gaines, a senior consultant at Alkali Benefits in Plano. She says federal officials are still tweaking the fine print, but come 2015, employers will have 3 options.
They can customize their own plan, they can pick a qualified health plan, or go ahead and just give each employee X amount of money, allowing them to buy on the marketplace or on the exchange what's most appropriate for their particular families.
She says most restaurant owners will pick option 2. They'll go to the marketplace and choose a basic level of coverage to offer employees.
The law is going to pick winners and losers, and we define that as Affordable Care Act, advantaged, disadvantaged, or neutral.
Companies like restaurants that have low-paid, young, healthy workers are what she calls disadvantaged.
The ones that are going to be advantaged are the employers with older individuals who have a high utilization of medical care, and they're quite unhealthy. And then the neutrals will be primarily either larger companies or companies that are already paying for some very robust benefits because they know they've got to provide good benefits to retain top talent.
Gaines says many businesses in Texas are considering reducing hours or adding more part-timers to avoid having to provide coverage. Roland Dickey Jr. says he won't go that far. Neither will La Dooney's Taco Borga.
But at the end of the day, we're all going to pay for it. Either because now you're going to have to pay $18 for a plate of enchiladas, or whether somebody's not going to get the salary increase that they get, we're all going to pay one way or another.
Defenders argue Obamacare will produce a healthier, more reliable workforce, which would make all this anxiety a lot easier to stomach. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.